Okay, today Bez Hashem, we're continuing in Parak Meruba, the seventh parak of Maseches Baba Kama, and we are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Ganav al pi shnayim, if two witnesses saw someone steal something, v'tavachu machra al pihem, and then he shechted or he sold based on the testimony of those same witnesses, al pi shnayim acherim, or other witnesses saw him be tavachu machar, mishayim tashlamei rav v'chamisha. So you have all the testimony you need to pay. Dalid v'hei, ganav v'machar b'shabbos, if a person stole an ox or a sheep, and then he sold it on Shabbos, ganav v'machar l'avodah zarah, or he stole an ox or sheep and he sold it for avodah zarah, ganav v'tavach v'yom kippurim, or he stole it and then he shechted it on Yom Kippur, ganav mishalav v'tavach v'machar v'achar kach meis aviv, he stole an ox from his father and he shechted it or sold it and then his father died, ganav v'tavach v'achar kach higdish, he stole an ox or sheep and he shechted it and then he was makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash, nishan tashlum erba'el v'chamisha. In all those cases, you still pay dal v'hamisha. If a person stole it and then shechted it to use it for medicine, meaning not to eat, or as dog food, he shechted it, but the animal is a trefa the whole time, so it was not kosher to be eaten. He shechted it as chulin in the Beis HaMikdash in the Azara. He still pays Arba V'Chamisha, even though the Shechita is a Shechita She'ena Ru'iya, it's still considered a Shechita. Rabbi Shimon Potter B'Shnei Elu, Rabbi Shimon says, that no, you're potter in these two cases when the shechita is not going to be matir the behemoth to be eaten, so it's not going to be considered tavach machar. It's not going to be considered tavach if it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya. Moving along to Mishnah Gimel, ganav al pi shnayim, if he stole with two witnesses that say that he stole, the tavach machar al piyam, and those same two witnesses say that he shechted it or sold it, v'nimtzu zomrin, then those witnesses are found to be edim zomrin, mishalman akol, they have to pay the entire dalet v'hei, because that's what they were trying to be mechayv this guy. But kanav al pishnayim v'tavach umar al pishnayim acherim, if two witnesses saw that he stole and then two other witnesses saw that he shechted it or sold it, eil ve'elu nimtzu zomrin, and they were all found to be edim zomrin, harishon mishalman tashul mekev, v'achorim mishalman tashul mishlosha. The first witnesses that saw him ganav pay kefel, and the ones that saw him tavach machar or claim to have seen him being tavach machar pay three. They pay the remainder. Nimtzu achronim zomim. If only the latter group became zomim, who misham tashlum kefel? Then the ganav himself pays kefel. Vein misham tashlum mishlosha, and they pay the balance. Echod min achronim zomim. If one of the second set was neid zomim, but the edus shniyah, then we reject the edus of the second set of witnesses, and therefore you're not gonna. No one's gonna have to pay the extra three. Echad min rishonim zomim, but the kol edus. But if one of the original edim that testified that he had stolen was found to be an ed zomim, so the whole edus goes away. Shemen gneve in tvi chven mechira. Because if we no longer have adequate testimony that the guy stole, well then no one's gonna be chayiv for tavach machar. You're not gonna be chayiv dalet vehei if we don't have adequate testimony that the fellow stole. So let's review what we learned today in paragraph Zayin Mishnah Beis. We said that if two witnesses saw that you stole and then either they or other witnesses saw that you shechted or sold it, so you pay dalet v'hei, and you pay dalet v'hei even if the mechira or the tvicha, the mechira was on Shabbos or Tavol Dezara or Yom Kippur, or I mean the shechita was in Yom Kippur, or you stole from your father and you shechted and then he died, or you were makdish it. In all those cases you pay dalet v'hei, and the same is true if you were a tavach not for eating, for refuah, or for dogs, or it turned out to be a treif, or it was chulin bazara, Tanakhama says you still pay dal v'hei, but Rabbi Shimon patters in those last two cases of treifa and chulin bazara, because that's a shechita shein ruya, and he considers shechita shein ruya to not be a shechita. And then we learned in Mishnah Gimel that if two witnesses saw that you stole it, and that you shechted and sold it, and they turn out to be zomim, so they have to pay the whole dal v'hei. If two witnesses saw that you stole it, and two other witnesses testified that you were tavach umachar, and they're all found to be zomim, so the first set pays kefel, the second set pays the balance. If the last ones are found to be zomim, you pay the kefel, and that second set of witnesses pays the balance. If one of the last set of witnesses is found to be zomim, you still pay the kefel, but there is no dalet v'hei. If one of the first set of witnesses if one member of the first set was found to be zomim, then there's no eidus against you at all, and no one's going to have to pay kefel nor dalid vehei. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalid.